Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent On, Ilona Europa, every Monday, LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 Pacific Time. This will not be Accent On if I will not say hello, LA, hello, whole world. Everybody knows I'm crazy about my Accent On. I love my own accent, and that's why I started this show, because most of my friends have cool ones, and most of them are very successful in this country. Then I was thinking, that's a great idea, you know, let's just make radio and bring all of these people and tell everybody their life story. And that was 7 years ago when I thought, you know, that maybe this is a good idea. And 2.5 years ago, yes, all of these things happened in like one day. And like always, life is about good time, right moment. That was the one moment I came with Scott Liebfried from Hell's Kitchen to one of the LA Talk Radio shows, and happened that head of this radio station, Sam, was here. And, you know, Sam said, "Yeah, funny. What about you having your own show?" I'm like, "Yeah, I would love that, but I don't know if people will listen." He said, "You know what? If they will not listen, we'll take you off the air." That was 2 years ago. And I'm still here, and I'm very, very excited about this. But even more, because in my own studio, great studio, I have two cool, very, very cool guests. One guest has amazing accent. And that's what is, of course, very important to me. And she's also my friend. I didn't see her for like bit, and her accent is still the same. Hello, Sitsa Shore.
Hello, Ilona.
Closer to the microphone.
Okay.
Hi, Sitsa. Do you have an accent?
I think I do.
Okay, yes. Still sounds like an American accent. We need to talk a little bit more. Will we talk?
Oh.
I know. Okay. We have on your right side somebody very, very important to you and to us. Also, hopefully to whole world soon, artistic world. Oh, gorgeous looking man. Trevor Shore.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Everybody goes right now to Accent On Facebook and just check his pictures. Mm-hmm. He's just very hard man. Very hard, very talented, very humbled, wonderful humor, sense of humor, beautiful voice, singer, actor. He can do all. But you know what? Is this true, Trevor? Can you do all?
Well, you know, I try. So.
Do you think you are trying hard enough?
You know, everybody, you can always try harder, and you can always do better.
Okay, that will happen even from today and tomorrow. Harder and better, we like that a lot.
Exactly.
You're a very young man. Mm-hmm. You are only 24?
Yes, that's right.
You're a very young man. And I don't want to say, Sitsa, you look like, I don't know, 32?
I am 39.
Gosh, I'm so sorry.
I'm joking, of course.
No, I'm so sorry. You're right. You look very, very good too, very well.
Thank you.
And you know what? The coolest things about today's meeting is that we'll be focusing, of course, on Trevor and his talent. But all children will be, in a way, not who they are today, if not for great parents.
I agree.
I agree. And you are here for the reason, because you have two talented children.
Yeah, I do.
Who is your another girl?
My Gabriella.
Your Gabriella. Can you tell us a little bit more about your daughter?
Well, Gabby's 19. She likes to sing opera. She goes to Morpa College right now. She will be applying to different universities to go a music program very soon. And hopefully she will get into a good school and maybe achieve her dream.
Oh my gosh, when you say nice, good school, that already scares me, like every parent. Money! How can you do that? You have two of them, and somehow, somewhere, the one, we'll talk to Trevor because you finished grade school and we'll come back to it. But two of them, how can you survive? This is hard on your pocket, probably. And your gorgeous husband, he's not with us here. Hi, Richard Shore. We'll talk a little bit about you too, because you have a sense of humor that I love it. And even when you are a businessman, I think you're supposed to be a comedian. That's another artist, in your home. Mm-hmm. Now, how can you afford? How can you do that? You know, is this like big trouble? Do you think that this is something that every parent needs to do? Just put your own children into good schools to be sure they can do and dream and just they can do what they want to do in life?
Well, we are fortunate that we really can afford to send our kids to school, but there's a lot of children that are very smart, and unfortunately, the parents do not have the money to put them through school, and they have to work, which is not bad. And go to school,
of course,
or borrow money, have big loans, and then after that they have to pay them off. And I don't think that's right either.
Yeah,
that's why I do believe education should be free.
You know, I agree
should
with
be
you.
Free in this country.
Also, you know, I'm coming from Eastern Europe, and yeah, I got my education. I finished music academy, pretty good one, and yeah, my parents didn't pay anything. It just was the talent, and government just helped smart people to be even smarter. And yeah, that would be very good. I think children need to be taken care of in every way.
Absolutely. Oh gosh.
Okay, then, Sitsa.
Yes.
Your accent is very unusual because you speak beautifully English, but obviously, can you tell us a little bit about your roots?
I am Greek.
Okay.
I was born in Athens, and then we came here in 1969. I was almost 10 years old, Philadelphia, and the rest is history.
You spent so much of your young life here that you...
My young life was here, but we spoke Greek in the house, in the home, so I may still have the accent, but in my ears, I really don't hear it.
No, me too.
But...
And we were talking about this like yesterday, how this happened that we speak so heavily accented, you know, we have really funky accents, and our children are around us for so much time sometimes, especially when they were younger and they didn't get these funky accents from us, you know, and nobody probably can make your accent. Did you know anybody who can like pretend that they can do your accent?
I don't think so.
Trevor, I will not ask you for this accent because I'm sure you cannot do this one, but soon we'll be asking you to just give us a few samples of accents that you can do. Okay, coming back for a moment, Sitsa, you're a highly educated woman too. Then I understand why you understand that education is just the most important things in the world for young human being who wants to study. Some people don't, but a lot of children, they dream to become what they want to be, and if they find a way, and parents are lucky that they can help, or the children somehow find a way how to finish school, that is a beautiful goal. Yes, we agree.
Of course.
But you finish UCLA, yes?
Yes.
And you hope that your daughter will be going to the school too?
I hope that she will choose UCLA. It's the cheapest one so far.
Oh, gosh, yes.
I hope she will go there.
Yeah, still like 30-something thousand. I know she's shooting for something much, much higher.
The one she wants to go to...
is Boston?
Boston University. It's about, $63,000 a year.
That's so crazy.
It is crazy.
That's a crazy. $300,000,
really,
you know.
Or Cornell in New York, it's like $61,000, $62,000. They are wonderful schools, but... very, very expensive.
Wow.
And to tell you the truth, we want her to go to school to, of course, go and study voice and everything, but we also want her to minor in something so she will have something to fall back into. Hmm.
The same with Trevor?
Well, I had tried to do that.
You are devoted. You have your vision, what you want to be.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I started at one school and ended up transferring to another. And
what was your school?
Oh, I started at UC Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Loudon.
Yeah.
That's a great school.
No, it was a great school.
And then you transfer again where?
I transferred to Chapman University.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm very fortunate, very great schools. And at Chapman, my goal was to, you know, pursue theater performance, which I did, but also at the same time try to minor in business management, something like that. But, you know, with the amount of time I had, I didn't want to you know, be in school for 5-6 years. I wanted to get out as fast as possible, so I hadn't dropped the minor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you are focusing exclusively right now on music, theater, musicals, mm-hmm. films, and voiceovers, yep. and all of these things that you need to just grab.
Yeah.
Grab for life the hardest that you can. We are in LA. It's tough out there, although... You know, you never know. I think you cannot predict the future, and tomorrow can be you. No. That's what is this beautiful, mm-hmm. you know, no, profession.
Yeah, it's completely, you know, sometimes it boils down to just right place, right time. And, you know, yeah.
you just no. have
to, yeah, it's a lot of the time it's luck. A lot of the time it's who you know. And sometimes the two piggyback on each other. And, yeah, you know, the show I'm in right now, which we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yes.
It was just circumstance.
Yeah, I would love to, of course, come back to the beginning. You are 24, but when I say to the beginning, sounds like, you know, 100 years ago. But really, I think everything, the dream starts somehow, somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I have also a daughter, you know, Natasha Mira. Mm-hmm. She is also studying music business, you know, then it's great. You all are beautifully connected. And it's just the most exciting things ever happened a week ago. Three of you, Gabby Shore, Trevor Shore, Natasha Mira, were in one video, mm-hmm. which was produced by my daughter's first company, Type A Entertainment. And video is the song that is called Abracadabra. I cannot play today this one because it's not yet released, but I think 2-4 weeks we'll be having finished project, which obviously I will put link on Accent On, and all of us can just enjoy this very talented children in one video. I call these children, they are above 20, but they are babies. And yeah, and I'm also a proud mother. Then I will start, because everybody knows that I play a lot of music, maybe I will play Natasha's song because that's family. Today is like family, get together. Okay, the way I am, Natasha Mira and Kid Genius.
But I've lost all my control. In the shadows, the fear that runs through my veins takes over my mind and I go insane. I've tried, but somehow I can't let go. You say you love me, but then you leave me, and in the end you take it all away. How can you love me if you could leave me? And in the end there's no. Tell me that you love me the way I am. Tell me I wasn't a pawn in your greater plan. I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I saw the light dim in your eyes. Leave me, oh, love me the way I am.
The way I am. Still can't let go. In the shadows of fear that run through your veins, takes over your mind and drives you insane. You tried, but somehow still lost control. Yeah, you said you loved me, but then you left me, and you took it all away. How could you love me if you could leave me?
I can't act like it was a surprise, 'cause I'm so mad.
Oh boy, listening to your own daughter singing is a beautiful thing. I know, Sitsa, I cannot even imagine you have two of them and so talented. And I'm hoping I will be listening a little bit, some snips of your voice, Trevor, in second. But having two of them, and like you say, Gabby loves opera. And she was taking some pop lessons from me a few years ago. And she was on the stage and in a Kenyan club, and she was singing for 600 people. She had this beautiful, unusual, little jazzy, little very, very classy type of voice. And now, you know, who will think she's going to theater in operatic way of singing? It's just so, so beautiful. No way to stop these children to be great. Like I say, the way I am, Natasha Mira and Kid Genius, both of them are studying at USC, is the future of music business. And now we have a future. Theater, film, voiceovers, musical. Trevor, you can do all. When you decided, did you wake up like being 6 and 7? I think I want to be on TV in this box. That's what happened?
You know, I don't, you know, the age, I don't know. It just all kind of, you know, I always loved making people laugh. You know, I always used to make videos with my friends and stuff. We'd, you know, I think we tried to remake the Mel Brooks movie Spaceballs.
I want to see that. We want to see that. You don't have copy probably. Oh, you have to.
Who knows? It's somewhere. Okay. But yeah, all kinds of stuff, like Lego movies, just basically everything, because I just loved it so much. And
The original Lego movie.
That's right.
Oh, mommy. And I remember a few evenings, I remember all your children dressed up and they were doing these crazy videos. That was just so exciting seeing so much happening in your home. Mm-hmm. You have a beautiful home, but, and your husband also likes to, you know, create his own vision. And I think he was a part of some videos also, because I saw one or two comedy. It was really funny. He was like going into garage sales or something. Yes. Oh, that was the coolest things ever. And really, I need to have one day all of you with your husband, Richard, because he's the funniest guy ever. Very, very cool guy. Okay, then you said you don't remember the year that you decided that's what you really want to do at all time, that you really set your mind saying, okay, I need to try, and that's need to be my profession.
Well, yeah, I'd say in high school. Okay. High school is when, you know, I hit my freshman year of high school. I tried out for the basketball team, and that didn't quite work out. So,
God, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I decided, you know, I'll run track, because that's a great idea. And I was pretty terrible at that. Decided to switch to cross country for some reason.
Oh, come on.
You know, I had very long hair at the time, too, like down to my shoulders. And there was just something about me running with that long flowing hair, with these, like, straps around my legs.
Still, you belong to movies. Yeah. What you describe, I see you, this gorgeous man, you know, running, and okay, it didn't work out that.
Yeah, it didn't work out. And then one of my friends had told me, oh, there's this musical show production class we have, and I was like, oh, well, that sounds interesting. So I tried it, and first show I ever auditioned for, I got a lead role, and I just thought, oh, well, that's cool. And it just kept happening and happening and happening. And finally, once I graduated, I realized, you know, maybe I should really try pursuing this. I mean, you know, yeah, it's high school theater, but, you know, I seem to be having some kind of impact here. So
When you're on a stage, we all are an artist. Mommy, you were a singer too. You have beautiful voice, you know, also opera voice. And then it's something very unusual when you step on a stage first, when you become who you are not. Because I have this idea that gifted people, special artists or singers, they have really two lives. They're supposed to have two lives. Ones that belong to the public, and you give yourself like present to people. Hopefully that's good present. You unpack and you're like, yay! You know what I'm saying? But then you come back home and hopefully you become who you really are, then the normal, beautiful person or whatever the person that you are in your own head. But you, when you are on a stage, what you like the most about that?
You know, it's just such a rush. You know, before I go on for anything, you know, there is that fluttering that happens. But then it's just as soon as I'm out there, it takes like a couple seconds and then it's just whoop right into it. I love being out there. I love just, there's something about just doing something live. Doing something live. that you just feel, you know, you feed off the energy of the crowd and they feed off of you. And sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good.
Live, because you say we are talking right now live performing, and you'll be mentioning, maybe that's the good time right now to really mention what you are doing right now, because it's very exciting. And I cannot wait for Saturday. It's August 23rd. Where is the place and what are you doing? Stop pitching, pitching, pitching. And we all want to go and see you. And hopefully we'll bring a lot of people to the theater. Okay.
All right. I am in the Max Factor Factor. It's a new musical comedy playing at the NoHo Arts Center. It's playing through the month of August. It is presented by New Musicals, Inc., in association with Celebration Theater. And it sort of started out, it's sort of like an incubator for new musicals. And this is, you know, one of their first major productions that they've put on. And the book is by Adrian Bewley, music by Joe Blodgett, lyrics by Hannah Weiss, and it's directed by Michael A. Shepherd, a very tall, very large black man.
Overwhelming, oh, yeah. Funny. And,
oh, yeah, he's great.
And tell me again, for anybody who wants to come and catch this play, this is last time will be on the 23rd, or how
no,
long?
The show closes August 31st.
Okay, people, we have time. How many times a week?
Three times a week, Friday, okay. Saturday, Sunday.
Let's do one more time the really professional pitch. What times, where, and how long?
All right. So it's at the NoHo Arts Center in North Hollywood. It is playing Friday nights, 8 p.m., Saturday night, 8 p.m., Sunday, 3 o'clock matinee. And you can buy tickets by visiting www.nmi.org. That's New Musicals, Inc. And you can find tickets on there.
Oh, that's beautiful. And you said we have time, or very little time, because end of the month on the 31st or 30th is over?
31st, yes.
Okie dokie. Oh my gosh, we are going. All of us are going on the 23rd. And I will be so happy to see you. Okay, like every actor is very hard, and singer, it's very hard to tell when you are 24 what is the role that you are searching for. What do you really want to be on the stage? And if somebody will tell you, I see you in that, and you'll be or not excited or very excited, what you would like, what type of role you would like to get tomorrow? Why not?
Well, for stage or for anything?
Let's start with movies. Let's talk about movies right now.
Well, my ultimate goal is to be a Marvel superhero.
Oh, everybody says, oh, which means family movies, which means that you still, this type of hero, or you want the bloody one?
No, like the good, like, you know.
Families with good.
Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America, all those types of, you know, the Marvel films that are out right now.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people, you say that, they go, oh, okay, oh, that's such a great goal. Everybody wants to do that. But no, I'm 100% serious.
Okay. But, you know, we not only visualize our dreams, because that's what mommy told you probably, and everybody says without really dreaming about something, nothing ever happened. Mm-hmm. I'm predicting that's what will be your first role. Hey, people,
awesome.
I'm putting these words into air. Anybody who listens, anybody who knows anybody that can contact us and put together Trevor Shore talent, and he can become hero maybe this year, before end of this year, or get some good offers, why not? And we are not even joking, because magic can happen, and this profession is magical, pretty magical, and contacts and people love, and you know, sometimes you just look at the people's face, like your face, you really are honest, you have this beautiful warm eyes, but you are very energetic, and you're just great guy, and you will be family man. I know you for so many years, you have a bringing of perfect family. Then I think, yeah, you can become the one hero that everybody will love for a long, long time. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Let's wish for that, Mama.
Absolutely.
I like that idea. Would you like to be like this gorgeous man that every woman falls in love with on the screen?
Oh, well, you know, that wouldn't hurt, sure. But
you look a little like James Dean.
I've been told that before, yeah.
Do you feel that something is there inside of you that can be close to who he was?
You know, I don't really know that much about James Dean. I haven't really seen much of his work. But, you know,
look like him.
Yeah, I've been told that.
He looks like him. He will, like, lighten your hair a little bit. Oh, my gosh. And your profile. Everybody goes to Accent On and to your website, which is?
www.trevorshore.com.
And please just check his pictures, because you can see every picture is practically him, but is a little bit in different ways. And from smile, from sadness, from this gorgeous model-like man. And then, like I say, some of them look like James Dean, especially the profile one. The hero, I didn't see, but you can be a hero tomorrow, like I said, for sure. Family hero, would love that. And you said you are also liking comedy. Comedy, you like comedy. You like make people laugh. Yes, that's probably came straight from daddy.
Oh yeah, yeah, directly from him, I think so.
And this like comes straight to my question. You said before, and I saw on the website, you like to do accents. Hey, nobody can do mine and mommy's. I don't think so. We have funky accents, but there's a lot of better one maybe than ours. I would like to ask you for some samplers.
Okay, well.
Okay, okay. We need to do like... Okay, first one. Trevor Shore. What is will be the first accent?
All right, well... well, we can stick with Greek, I guess.
Yes.
You know, yeah, my mom doesn't really have that thick of a Greek accent, but there was this one guy who was sort of temporarily in the family. He was, you know, sort of this Greek, almost if you had like a Greek Guido, like that version, like if Jersey Shore was there, that would be this guy. And, you know, he comes in, he's like, hey, guys, hey, you know, I come to California all the time, and you know, you know the clubs here, they close too early. You know, in Greece, the clubs close at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. We party all the way to 6 a.m. And you know, the Greek people, they have a hard time pronouncing ch.
Okay.
So like chicken, it's like tzikin.
Tzikin.
Tzikin. Tzikin. And children. We go to church. The children. Yes, the children. Ask for all of these words. It's,
next.
Let's see.
Jewish.
Jewish. Hey, hey. Well, of course. You know, how many stereotypes can I put on?
That'll be easier.
Put on here? Yeah, how many people can I offend here? I'm telling you.
So no. We love this accent. I think it's just really homey, and we know a lot of people who just have this cute accent, the Jewish accent. We love it. Okay, maybe something British.
British, yes.
Oh, yes.
You see, there's so many different types of the British dialect. It's you know, there's the received pronunciation, which is it's very proper sounding, it sounds very intellectual,
of course. Anything that you say in this sounds, oh, you must be so smart.
Yes, I can say, oh, it appears to be raining, and oh my goodness, are you a meteorologist?
No, that's
I'm
so
just observing it was raining.
I love it. Okay. Okay, no, maybe one more. What you can do? Give us something Italian, maybe. You can scream, you can
Italian,
be Russian, heavy, like
a little bit Russian. Yes, yeah, Russian, right. The Russian people.
Yes.
It sounds like you have marbles.
Oh, you are perfect. Okay. You got Russian perfectly. I love your English accent. I love your Greek accent. Okay, one more.
He's a great impersonator. He can
well,
two voices and impersonator.
People, we have live.
Unbelievable.
Actor in a studio.
He's really wonderful.
And he's doing this as we speak. That's great. And he'll be singing a little bit in a second. Mm-hmm. Okay, do it.
Okay, well, a lot of the stuff that I used to do, I mean, and still do, it used to come, I don't know what it is, but like the cartoons that were on Fox, like The Simpsons, King of the Hill, Family Guy, all that stuff. Like, that's sort of what I gravitated towards. So it's like, I don't know. Well, I'm not going to do that one. I'll do
Which one? You want it.
Homer.
Homer's okay.
Do it a little.
All right, I'll do
second.
It.
Second.
Dr. Nick.
No, let's see. Oh, my gosh. No, I can't think of that one. Let's do Cleveland from
Cleveland.
Family Guy.
Oh.
Oh, hey, Peter. Oh, you know, how come I'm always... Jeez. Let's see. There's like a scene, always recurring thing where Cleveland gets like smashed out of his bathtub and he's falling down. He's like, oh, no. Boom, falls down. Oh, why am I always taking a bath during Peter's shenanigans?
Okay, yeah. One more. I know it's hard because I didn't tell you that we'll be doing that. But that's amazing, you know. Just, okay, one more. Entertain us.
All right. Well, my favorite one that I used to do is from the show King of the Hill.
Okay.
And Hank Hill.
You know, he sells propane and propane accessories. I got a boy, like Bobby. You know, he's my son. I think the boy ain't right, though. You know, he talks about being a prop comic.
That's so...
I don't know what that is exactly, but that ain't going to be happening in my house, I tell you what.
Man, you got it. You just got it. It's just gorgeous. Wow. When I don't see you and close my eyes, it's just amazing. Then I open up, is this gorgeous man speaking in many different ways, and I see many faces, and he's like... Beautiful. Congratulations. The future is there too. Yes, mommy, he is really very good at his thing. I was mentioning, and you were mentioning your play, yes? Mm-hmm. And I have something for people to listen to. We have snips, very tiny, you know. It's 4 minutes, probably I will maybe fade out earlier, but we have something live from the stage. You are just recording right now your new reel with voiceovers and stuff like that. And also, hopefully you record some great song that everybody can enjoy your vocals, because you have very, very beautiful, present, big voice and need to be recorded. That's for sure. And I would love to play next time when Gabby will come, and maybe Richard and Mansita also, and you too, when we'll be talking about another great event, like you got the biggest role in a big hero movie, okay? And will happen this year. Okay, then, Trevor, can you tell us, is being alive?
This isn't from the show I'm in right now. Okay. This is from the last show I did at school. It's Company by Stephen Sondheim. And this song is Being Alive. It's basically the finale of the show, and it's where the lead character, Bobby, or Robert, he basically makes a realization in his life that, you know, he can't go on being this third wheel to all of these couples, and he needs love in his life, and he's been so resistant against it for so many years that finally in this song he has this huge, like, emotional change inside him. And
I like this theme. Very personal for me. I like that. I can take something from this last song to my life. Okay. Okie dokie. I would love to play this for people. Obviously, this is live performance. Everybody closes their eyes. Oh, we're on the radio. People don't see us. How sad. But anyway, yes, let's hear Trevor Shore singing.
Someone to hold you too close. Someone to hurt you too deep. Someone to sit in your chair, to ruin your sleep.
That's true, but there's more than that.
Is that all you think there is to it?
You've got so many reasons for not being with someone, but Robert, you haven't got one good reason for being alone.
Come on, you're onto something, Robert. You're onto something.
Someone to need you too much. Someone to know you too well. Someone to pull you up short and put you through hell.
You're not a kid anymore, Robbie. I don't think you'll ever be a kid again, you know.
Hey, buddy, don't be afraid it won't be perfect. The only thing to be afraid of, really, is that it won't be.
Don't stop now. Keep going.
Someone you have to let in. Someone whose feelings you spare. Someone who, like it or not, will want you to share a little, a lot.
Robert, how do you know so much about it when you haven't even been there?
It's easier living it than looking at it, Robert.
Come on, Bobby. Add him up.
Someone to crowd you in love. Someone to force you to care. Someone to make you come through, who'll always be there, as frightened as you of being alive. Being alive. Being alive. Being alive.
Blow out your candles and make a wish, Robert. Want something, Robert? Want something?
Somebody alive. Being alive. Somebody need me to
too much. Somebody know me too well. Somebody pull me up short and put me through hell and give me support for being alive.
Bravo, bravo, bravo. congratulations. Again, you have beautiful voice. You belong to Broadway. On Broadway, why not, you know? And anybody, everybody, whoever listens to this radio show, Accent On, and right now we had phone call. Maybe we missed some very big producer trying to offer you a role of being the biggest hero. Please call back. Whoever called us, please call again. I didn't want to stop the song because really the end of the song is just the most dramatic and you shine. Mm-hmm. You shine. Your voice is gorgeous, you
Thank
know.
You.
Time to go to studio and just really record some cool song, you know, whatever song you want. But will be good to have from time to time and play, you know.
Yes.
Your voice is beautiful.
Thank you.
Then, okay, if you can choose again, we were talking film, you would like to be a hero, but you like also live performing, yes?
Yes.
Between the two, what is more important? Which one? I know that film is more popular, maybe. You can get, you know, the status of the star, and we all really want to be one. It's nothing arrogant to say, I dream to be a star, because that's a dream, and nobody can take away the dream from you. It's not being arrogant. It's really something that we all artists are feeling, that we are special, and you are a star. You are a star. Then, between film, theater, voiceover, musical, what this would be like, 1, 2, 3, 4? A modeling, maybe? Because, oh boy, you hot man, mama. You're beautiful babies. Yeah, if you will choose the steps, what would be the first, second, third, fourth?
I mean, I love theater.
I love theater.
That's, you know, I love absolutely everything about it. No matter, you know, how small a part, just being up on stage is just so much fun to me. But, you know, there's something about film that's just... It's just
bigger
so
than
cool.
Life.
Yeah, it's so much bigger than life. And just, you know, a lot of people
reaches
like...
so many people.
Yeah, and a lot of people like, oh, I don't like to watch my work. I don't like to watch what I do. But you know what? There's something so cool about sitting down and watching yourself on a huge screen being like, yep, that's me.
That's me.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, you know, again, you're 24. You know, 24 years old gentleman, just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But you are busy, you're working. And I know that after 31st, probably is the same 31st of August, most of actors will be having the question, what is the next step?
Mm-hmm.
What will be the next? Do you have plan for, or is something in the making, something, you know, what you'll be doing after 31st?
Well, the next step is basically just find the next job.
Mm-hmm.
I still stay in contact with all these people, and I'm always asking, you know, what's going on? What are you doing? Where's the next thing happening? You
Absolutely.
Know?
Yes, Mom, you have some advice. I know that we a little bit talk about that because obviously every actor needs to get a manager or first agent.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go voiceover agency, you can talk, you know, on a on a cameras agency. You can find a few different agents who can represent you. Mm-hmm. This is a very hard job because you go, you're meeting people, and you try to fit it in their roster and hoping you are not one of hundreds.
Yeah, exactly.
And then that's what you'll be doing probably right now.
Yeah, right now that's my major focus right now, is finding representation. And that can... You know, everybody always says, oh, there's, you know, this is how I did it. This is how you're supposed to do it. There's no clear way to do it.
No, there's no way. It's just doing. That's the only one.
Exactly.
Perfect day. Okay, we'll play maybe one more song. It's very appropriate for this business. Easy Come, Easy Go. I love this song, you know. I wrote this song also a few years ago and never thought that my life will turn upside down 2 years ago and was about somebody else's life trouble, Easy Come, Easy Go, but become my like anthem for being stronger. And I wish you the same, because the words of the song is you need to be stronger every day and just take care of your own business and just move on, and you're just beginning. Your road is great. We'll be having still 5 minutes to close our show, and we'll be doing some final thoughts, and again we'll repeat all the information, how people can find you, who you are again, and what you are dreaming about. And hopefully in a few weeks or a few months from now you come back to studio and you'll be feeding us with new great things that comes, you know, your way. And that's what we wish you the most. I really do. Okay, then Easy Come, Easy Go. Again, I love this song, and it's my song. If I like song that I sing, that's, you know, never happened. Like you say, people don't like, we don't like to listen to ourselves, don't like to see it's good, but but this song somehow, I don't know, I just like to listen to it.
I believe I didn't mean to hurt you when I said maybe you are not so right about the other day. I believe we've reached the point of no return this time. Anyway, I believe you didn't mean to hurt me when you said sometimes love's a game we play.
Because I'm flying.
Easy Come, Easy Go, Ilona Europa, Josh Harris from album called Rocktronica. And yeah, it's an anthem for every woman and everybody who just life turned upside down, and hopefully we'll be stronger, we'll find our own way, and life will be good because we have only one life to live, everybody. And when it comes to artists, oh my gosh, we have hundreds of lives to live. Yes.
Yeah.
Like many, many animals and cats and stuff like that. Okay, Trevor, one more time. Can you give us your website and spell your name?
Yes, it is www.trevorshore.com. That's TrevorShore.
And you have contact there. People can contact you.
Yep.
Also, this Saturday and again for next 2 weeks until August 31st, if you can repeat where we can see you live on the stage.
It's the Max Factor playing at the NoHo Art Center on Magnolia Boulevard up in North Hollywood.
Wonderful mama, Sitsa.
Yes.
The most wonderful lady and really good. I don't know. You are like smart woman. Your house looks beautiful, beautifully always. You cook so, so well. And obviously you are a very well educated lady. You finished 2 different degrees. Yes? Could you tell us? Because, you know, again, people say, oh, things are happening. I don't know. My child is an artist. I don't know how this happened. No. Almost always comes with good parenting or something that we bring to children's life. I think, yes, you are an artist. You have amazing voice. Then we know now why these children are like that. We know that Richard wife is an amazing comedian and businessman. Then they both hopefully got this part, both of part of him too. But you are also a designer, yes? House and...
Just interior design, but not professionally.
You never tried to do that?
Never.
Do you think when both of your babies will go bye-bye from the house, you know, do you have your own dream? What you would like to do for yourself? You know, yeah, you know.
Maybe.
I'm thinking the same every day. You know what I'm saying? I'm like redoing my life so many times already. And now Natashka, no, she's going this last year at USC, my daughter. Mm-hmm. She will eventually probably go to the world and she has her own plans. She loves to travel.
Sure.
And I cannot be there always with her. You too, you know. Then, yeah, then what? What will be doing,
Sitsa? I don't know. I really don't know.
You don't have plan yet?
No plans yet.
Right now, very busy. You are still very, very busy.
Yeah, at home.
No, home. That's a very big age. Mm-hmm. Home. Your home is beautiful. Okay, Trevor, again, last thing that you would like us to live with. When some little word of wisdom from the 24 years old, gorgeous actor who we all are hoping will be very, very successful. You are very talented. You are gorgeous. You are humbled. We were talking a few shows before that this is one of the most important world. And there was a very good agent from New York. Oh, he was here last week. And, you know, he was just loving Natasha. And he said, can I represent her? I see something maybe coming. I now popped up to me. He said the most important from the agency part to him is the person that he represents is a humble.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's important that?
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to be a humble person because people don't like working with difficult people. And I mean, you know, I think that a lot of people start out humble and then the more success they get, they can sort of get away with not being so humble, which, you know, eventually it comes back to bite them, but...
Not needed. We don't need this in life.
No, it's not needed, exactly. But, you know, for somebody who's starting out and, you know, it's incredibly important to be humble and stay that way. But at the same time, not let yourself be a pushover and not let yourself sort of be like, oh, yeah, you know, I guess I'm pretty good at what I do. But no, if you're good at what you do, have the confidence. And, you know, that's something that something that I'm always working on.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't like to disappoint people. And, you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Then you like to please people. You think more about them instead of what is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 24 years old. You need to rethink this. This is very important time in your life. You cannot make wrong decisions.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. Obvious. We eventually do. But certain instinctively... You know things are right or wrong for you. Listen to your instinct. Listen and just do it what you really feel inside. Yeah, pleasing people is good, but there's so many people to please them. You have no life to do that, you know? Then please yourself first and foremost right now in a way that you know you are going to places that you want to be. I know you love what you do. That's the most important. I know you are very well educated and seems like lucky you are on a stage. And being humble, like I say, this is first things that a very cool agent from New York, he told us, Raymond Nader, last week, that that's what he loves about his people that he represents. Then, you know, I'll put you together with him. I'm not sure if that's something that he would like to do, but I know he's like 360 agency. He does everything, not only, you know, one type of representation. He just does everything, and musical is one of them. Oh my gosh, this popped up right now in my head. Hi Raymond, I have a new actor for you. Thank you so much. And Natasha Mira, of course. Okay, I love you people. We need to say bye bye today. I think I need to finish our show. Yeah, that's what I need to do. Accent On with host Ilona Europa, today's guest Trevor and Sitsa Shore, or Trevor Shore and Sitsa Shore. Okay, thank you. Love you, people. You are my friends, first and foremost. Bye bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.